Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
The first patient has been dosed in the Phase 2-3 DEVOTE trial, assessing the safety, tolerability, and efficacy of a higher dose of Spinraza, or nusinersen, in patients of all ages with spinal muscular atrophy, Biogen has announced. Spinraza, the first disease-modifying treatment approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for different forms of SMA, works by increasing production of the survival motor neuron, or SMN protein, by the SMN2 backup gene, a gene similar to SMN1, that usually remains unaffected in people with SMA. The medication is given by injection directly into the spinal canal, intrathecal injection, to overcome its inability to cross the blood-brain barrier, a highly selective, semipermeable membrane that isolates the brain from the rest of the blood circulating in the body. Alfred Sandrock Jr., MD, PhD, Executive Vice President of Research and Development at Biogen, said in a press release, quote, "As the first treatment for SMA, Spinraza fundamentally shifted the disease course compared to natural history, allowing many individuals to reach milestones that may have been previously unattainable. With the success we've seen to date with the 12 milligram dose, we are exploring a higher dose of Spinraza for the potential to deliver even better clinical outcomes," he said. Phase 2-3 DEVOTE trial is enrolling an estimated 125 participants with infantile or later onset SMA at approximately 50 clinical sites worldwide. Besides efficacy, DEVOTE will also evaluate Spinraza's safety, tolerability, and pharmacokinetics, its absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion in plasma and the cerebrospinal fluid, the liquid surrounding the brain and spinal cord. The medication will be given via intrathecal administration. The study will be divided into three stages, two of which, A and C, will be open label, meaning there will be no control group, while the second part, B, will be double-blind and randomized with a control placebo group. In Part A, patients with later onset SMA, most likely SMA type 2 or 3, will receive 4 28 milligram loading doses of Spinraza, followed by similar maintenance doses 4 and 8 months later. In Part B, patients with infantile onset, most likely SMA type 1, or later onset SMA, will receive 2 50 milligram loading doses 14 days apart, followed by a maintenance dose of 28 milligrams after 4 and 8 months. During this phase of the trial, there will also be an active control treatment group that will serve as a reference for comparison with the new high-dosing regimen. Patients in this control group will receive the current FDA-approved Spinraza treatment regimen, which consists of 4 loading doses of 12 milligrams, followed by similar maintenance doses every 4 months. In Part C, adults who have been treated with the standard regimen of Spinraza for at least 1 year will receive a single loading dose of 50 milligrams, followed by a maintenance dose of 28 milligrams 4 and 8 months later. This phase of the study is aimed at evaluating the safety and tolerability of transitioning patients already on Spinraza to higher doses. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, as of right now, Biogen anticipates continuing to move forward with current clinical trials testing Spinraza, including DEVOTE. Biogen said in an email statement to SMA News Today, quote, "The health and safety of our trial participants and their families, as well as the healthcare team supporting our trials, is our primary concern. We have an important responsibility to patients in our current trials, and as of now, all open Spinraza clinical trials are moving forward. We are working with each site, patients, and their families to manage the evolving impact of COVID-19 on the scheduling of patient doses."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Okay, so the other day I came up with a new at-home exercise routine. I recently did a video about this for the SMA News Today YouTube channel, and as you can see in that video, I used my electric ceiling lift as a weight to push. The lift is attached to a rail on my ceiling, and it comes with a pole that my parents and caregivers use to get the lift on and off the rail. This is so we can transport the lift back and forth between my room and my bathroom. I have my caregiver slide the pole through an opening on the lift, and then put my hands on the pole. This opening on the lift is used to attach the sling that I use for transfers. This is just a sneak peek as I'm talking about it, but go check out that video. I felt a surge of energy after doing this exercise. It felt great to try, especially since I can't go to aquatic therapy right now. My body definitely felt the repercussions of staying at home and not exercising, and I knew I needed to do something. Developing an exercise routine that I can do at home and independently is incredibly liberating. What about you all? Do you have any exercise routines of your own? Are there any tools that you can use to exercise? I'd love to hear from you in the SMA News Today forums. Check out the video and then leave your comments on the forum post. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.